you know, I'm relieved now to have this whole nonsense cleared up. I never believed that that fishermen of any kind would turn away a vessel in difficulty and would send it back out to sea again. I believed and suspected that this was some kind of a slur that unfortunately was endorsed by some of the other elected representatives in the Inishowen area. It's clear now from both Superintendent Kevin English and the Harbour Master that no such incidents took place, and that's, in my view, these allegations were a slur and were lies.
Now, you're demanding an apology from those who publicly sought to slur the name of these inshore fishermen, but where did this story start from? Who are you demanding apology from?
Well, I believe that there are individuals in that area who sought to use the millions of public investments in Greencastle Harbour to develop a marina to be in direct competition with the Loch Swilly Marina over in Fawn. This has happened before in Moville, where public money was actually attained and then had to be given back because you can't use public money to compete with the private sector. And when some of the small fishermen discovered this, they protested, and all of a sudden these allegations emerged about turning yachts away and in a storm and so on. And I believe it was done to blacken the names of some of the inshore fishermen who are protesting against this private marina that would displace them. And that's what I've stated publicly on a number of occasions. So I'm pleased now that the Garda Superintendent and the Harbour Master have confirmed that no incidents took place. And now it's time for those people who made the allegations to answer for them. And the public representatives who have the identities of those people should name and shame them. That's their responsibility, because they went on the attack against individuals who would have, you know, been sort of identified by cloak and dagger in that area. It's a disgraceful episode, and it needs to be sorted out by those who caused it.